Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm so glad to have you with us today. Welcome to part two of this show. I hope you enjoyed part one. Don't forget, you can always get a hold of me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. Don't forget my upcoming workshop on the 17th. If you have not signed up for that, you might want to do that because I only have room for 15 people. And last time I checked, we're almost full. We're within a few people of being full. So you'll want to come to that workshop. It's a gangbuster workshop. And I know it's close to Thanksgiving and all that stuff, but you really will want to be there. Again, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. What do I want to talk about? Nursing homes. I had to stop and think for a minute. My brain went dead. Again, you can get me at assetsandaging.com also. I want to talk a little bit about nursing homes. And what they are, and who goes in them, and who can't go in them, and how they function, and all that kind of stuff. And in Sacramento County, there are probably 35, 40 nursing homes. Over 1,000 in California. I used to know the number. I can't tell you the number. I could find it if I wanted to. Nursing homes, for the sake of our discussion today, I want you to view them as really being extensions of hospitals. They're not owned by hospitals. You're not in the hospital. But I want you to think of them in the same way you would think of a hospital. And that is that they're filled with sick people. If you go to assisted living, you will find people walking around. You will find people going to happy hour. You will find people in playing canasta or cribbage or checkers. You will find people wandering down to the dining hall and all that kind of stuff, and talking to each other and having a good time and playing the piano and all that stuff. You will not find that in a nursing home. You're not going to find a lot of people walking around. You're not going to find a lot of people visiting. And in assisted living, everybody has their own apartment. In a nursing home, it's usually a two-bedroom. So it's completely different. So nursing homes are really kind of extensions of hospitals. They're filled with people who are ill. I don't want you confusing them with assisted living or memory care. Memory care is a form of assisted living. Nursing homes, interestingly enough, more and more often, do not take people who have dementia, who are ambulatory, who can walk around. That used to not be the case, but because of lawsuits and other things, especially from nonprofits who specialize in lawsuits, there are fewer and fewer nursing homes. It's very hard to find a nursing home who will take an ambulatory dementia patient. What's replaced that is memory care. And again, I don't want you confusing memory care with a nursing home. Memory care is assisted living. It's a locked unit within an assisted living facility, usually inside the same building. It's not usually a separate building. It can be, but not usually. Medi-Cal doesn't pay for it. It's expensive. Memory care is $6,000 to $7,000 a month easily, and it could be more expensive than that. I took care of someone once in a memory care unit, and the last month she was there was $11,000. So a lot of it depends on how much care the person's getting and all that kind of stuff. So assisted living is not a nursing home. Now, I want to make one other distinction, something called a CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community. In CCRCs, which are specially regulated, you have everything from independent living to a nursing home. So the sales pitch is you start out in independent living, then you go to assisted living, and then you go to memory care, and then maybe you need a nursing home, but you do it all without ever leaving the campus, the facilities. There are some of those around. Some of them are very good. Pardon me. Some of them are not. It's like all things. Some are really good. Some are not. I will tell you who I think is the best nursing home in town. It's College Oak. I will tell you who I think is the best, second best nursing home in town. It's Asian Community. And I'll tell you in a little bit why I think they're the best. Who's the best assisted living in town? In my opinion, it's Aegis of Carmichael. A-E-G-I-S. Aegis of Carmichael. They have assisted living and memory care in the same building. In fact, they have two separate memory care units. Understand, most people come to assisted living via a placement agent or a placement agency. The placement agent or placement agency, people go there. Sometimes they're referred to them by the hospital, and they work in conjunction with hospitals sometimes. Placement agencies are not used for nursing homes, but they are used for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. The important thing to know about placement agents is that they get paid a commission. That's why they will all tell you they're free, but they get paid a commission, sometimes as high as 2 months' rent. So that could be a fairly substantial incentive for them to pick one facility over another facility. It's not unusual, let me put it that way, it's not unusual to see that. It happens on a fairly regular basis. So most people who come to assisted living, I think the majority of people come to assisted living through a placement agent or independent living through a placement agent. They're referred to sometimes the home caregiving agency. Maybe mom starts out at home, and the home caregiving agency, mom can't stay at home anymore, she needs to move to assisted living, and they'll have an agreement with a placement agency, and everybody makes a little money along the way, and that's okay. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm talking about differentiating between memory care, assisted living, and a nursing home. Many people, if not most people, come to a nursing home via a hospital. Almost nobody walks into a nursing home and says, here I am, I need a nursing home. It's hard to get in a nursing home. Nursing homes have become more and more selective about who they'll take. As I said earlier, almost no nursing homes, not none, there are some that are locked units, secure units, but most nursing homes will not take somebody with dementia who's ambulatory. They just don't do it. The risk is too high because they'll get sued, or the state will fine them or come after them. A lot of what homes will take or won't take is driven by lawsuits and state regulations and state fines and that kind of stuff. Whether it's staffing regulations or alarm regulations or who can be there, there are some people that nursing homes won't take. They won't even talk to you if you're on certain drugs. They, if when they get the doctor's list and they get the pharmacy list on what mom's on or dad's on, that you may be denied because of the drugs that they're on, and that has a lot to do with lawsuits and state regulation about who can take what in a nursing home. So nursing homes are heavily regulated. They have all kinds of staff regulations. They have how many people there have to be licensed. They have a doctor. Most of them have a social worker. Most of them have a psychologist available to assess patients. All the good ones that I know of do. Pardon me, frog in my throat. So nursing homes are for people who are sick. Most people get to a nursing home via a hospital. Dad has a heart attack. He goes to the hospital. He then goes to the nursing home to recover, to rehab. Some people go to the hospital knowing in advance that they're going to go to the nursing home to rehab. For instance, a lot of people who've had knee replacements or hip replacements will go to a nursing home for a couple weeks to rehab, a week, whatever it is, and then they go home. They knew going in that they were never going to stay. They were just going there for a short period of time to rehab, and Medicare or their health insurance was going to pay for that rehab, whoever it was. Okay? So, for instance, when I had my knees replaced, I went to rehab. I didn't go to a nursing home, but I went to a rehab facility, but it was the same kind of a thing. A lot of nursing homes do rehab. It's highly lucrative, and so after you have knee surgery or hip surgery, or mom's recovering from a mild stroke for a couple weeks, and she's kind of learning to get her speech back and to walk again, and she may only be in the nursing home for 2 or 3 weeks, she rehabs and comes home. Don't confuse that with a long-term stay in a nursing home. Also, it's really important to note that just because you went to the hospital on Medicare when you got transferred to the nursing home for rehab doesn't mean Medicare is going to pay for it. Well, I'm really confused, Bob. I was in the hospital. Well, maybe you were, maybe you won't. Weren't. What do you mean I was in the hospital? I was there. I'm pretty sure I was in the hospital. I had a heart attack or a stroke or whatever it was. I fell down and Grandma broke her hip and she was in the hospital. But she may never have been admitted to the hospital. And that changes dramatically who's going to pay for the care in the nursing home while you're rehabbing. It makes a huge difference when you go to the nursing home whether you were admitted to the hospital or whether you were simply under observation at the hospital. It could be a $20,000 to $25,000, $30,000 difference in the bill you're going to get 2 or 3 or 4 weeks later when you find out you were in the hospital for 2 days but you were never admitted to the hospital, you didn't spend the minimum number of nights there, and all of a sudden your Medicare supplement isn't paying what you thought and Medicare isn't paying what you thought, and you're going to have to pay the rehab bill at the nursing home. People are shocked by that all the time and astonished by that all the time, but it happens all the time. But let's take a more general case. And by the way, it is getting harder and harder and harder and harder to find a bed in a long-term care bed. They'll tell you there are no Medi-Cal beds. There's no such thing. They'll now tell you there's no long-term care beds. That's almost never true either. Long-term care beds just means it's not rehab. You're not there under Medicare or rehab. You've used up your rehab days, or you're there for some other reason, dementia or whatever it is. But nursing homes are getting harder and harder to get into because they want rehab patients because it's so much more lucrative. Medicare can pay $700 to $900 a day for rehab, and Medi-Cal is paying $350 a day for a long-term care bed, the same bed, exactly the same bed in the nursing home. So it's getting harder and harder and harder to get somebody into a nursing home. You will also hear people who are told all the time They go to the nurse, they go to the hospital, they go into the nursing home on Medicare, they met the requirements, they were admitted to the hospital, they put in their 20 days of rehab or 10 days of rehab, and the nursing home says, well, sorry, you can't stay here anymore because you're not improving and Medicare's not going to pay the bill. By the way, that's not true. I know everybody's told that. I know nursing homes, a lot of them say that all the time. The best ones don't, but a lot of them do. By the way, as an aside, what makes the best nursing home? I think local control. What do you mean by that, Bob? I know this is an aside, but I want to go there for a minute. A lot of most nursing homes are owned by big chains. Big chains that own 200, 300, 400 nursing homes across the country. There's one person in California that owns 80 or 85 nursing homes. I think there's, in Sacramento, I think there's one a family-owned nursing home left. I'm not going to tell you which one. It's a good one. But I think it's the last family-owned nursing home in Sacramento. The best nursing homes, the College Oaks and the Asian Communities, are maybe owned by outside groups, but they're locally controlled. They're controlled by the director of the facility. They're not controlled from South Carolina or from Florida or from Chicago or from some corporate headquarters somewhere. They're even though they may be owned by the owner may own two or three or four nursing homes, they've allowed the staff there to make independent decisions about what's best for the patients in their facility. And I think that's one of the things you're looking for, is do they have some degree of autonomy, or do they answer to what's called heads in beds? Heads in beds is a really simple concept. We have we own 300 nursing homes. We have 100 beds in a nursing home. How many of those beds have a head in it? Because that's what the corporate offices want to know, is how many of our beds are occupied. I think most nursing home owners want to know that, because there's very few nonprofit nursing homes, if there's any left. So they're all for profit. But the really good ones are controlled within the building. They know their patients, they know their staff, they know what they are, they know who you are, they know who the families are, I think that's what makes the best nursing homes out there. There's lots of good nursing homes in Sacramento. There's two I like a lot, and just so you know, I think the best assisted living facility in town is Aegis of Carmichael, AEGIS, again, because it's allowed to be controlled from within the building. So let's go back to how do we get in the, so we've been to the hospital, we've gone to the nursing home, and they've told us that our rehab days are up and that we have to leave. You don't. If mom needs to stay in the nursing home, she can stay in the nursing home, and Medi-Cal will pay. I know the nursing home will say we don't have any long-term care beds. I know the nursing home will say we don't have any Medi-Cal beds. I know the nursing home will say that's a rehab bed and mom has to leave because her Medicare days are up. But I'm telling you, under federal law, there's only a few reasons why someone can be discharged, and none of them are because mom's Medicare days are up. Mom's rehab days are up. I cannot tell you how many people I have met in the last 20 years, 30 years, who have been kicked out of nursing homes and sent home and now struggle to take care of a very ill parent or grandparent or mom or dad, whoever it is, trying to take care of someone who's very ill at home, because the nursing home said they had to leave when in fact they didn't. I've had nursing homes, if the patient has to go from the nursing home back to the hospital, the nursing home will say, well, you have to pay for the bed while they're in the hospital. You don't. It's important when somebody winds up in a nursing home that you know what your rights are, you know what the rules and regulations have to say, you understand that you always have appeal rights to anything the nursing home says. In fact, how many of you knew you could appeal the Medicare decision when they tell you that Medicare is up? Do you know how many clients I have had? There's a certain amount of distance you have to walk. You have to be able to walk. And if you can walk that far, then Medicare won't pay anymore. So I can't tell. Let's say it's 50 feet, because I'm not going to tell you what it is. But let's say it's 50 feet. So let's say they say, well, Mom can walk 50 feet, so her Medicare days are up. And you say, God, that's great. Mom can walk 50 feet. And then when it comes time for Mom to leave the nursing home, Mom can't walk to the door. But by now she's been discharged. It's really important that when you hear that in the hospital, or you hear that, you know, oh, your mom can leave the hospital now, she can walk 50 feet. You go count off 50 feet and then see if Mom can walk unassisted 50 feet. It's really important. It's one of the most common ways people are bounced from the hospital too early or bounced from their rehab days in a nursing home too early is by saying, oh, well, Mom can walk. And you go in and go, how does Mom walk? She can't even walk from her bed to the bathroom. And oh, by the way, they're feeding Mom in bed. Mom's not walking down to the dining room to eat. All nursing homes have a dining room. All assisted livings have a dining room. All hospitals, you know. So how? I don't understand. It's important you understand what your rights are in a nursing home. It's important for you to understand how difficult it is to get in one now. And that you better have your ducks in a row. You better have your ducks in a row. You better have your ducks in a row. I could say that about, imagine me saying that another 27 times. Because for many people, when the day comes that Mom needs a nursing home, there's not going to be one available because you haven't done your homework. Has Mom had a TB or a skin test, an x-ray, in the last a few months? Or has it been 2 years? Does Mom have any communicable diseases? Do you have a doctor's report on Mom? Is it available? What meds is Mom on? Do you know? Does Mom have dementia? Can Mom walk? Can Mom walk unassisted? What does her doctor say? Is her doctor willing to write a report that says, yeah, Mom needs to be in a protected environment and needs to be in a nursing home? And then the big question, how are you going to pay $10,000 a month for the nursing home? It's a simple question. How are you going to pay $10,000 a month? And that's the question that people have been trying to figure out on their own since I've been doing this for 30 years. And it's not something you can figure out on your own. That's why I do this radio show. It's so that you will understand the difference between home care, independent living, assisted living, memory care, and nursing homes. Understand how nursing homes work and what they are, or you too will be caught up, and all of a sudden you're going to be surprised because you can't get in one, or Mom has been transferred to one from a hospital and now they're demanding that she go home, or whatever the reason is. It's important you understand how nursing homes work and who pays and who doesn't. Remember, the VA doesn't pay for nursing homes. You pay for a nursing home. Long-term care insurance pays for a nursing home, or Medi-Cal will pay for a nursing home. Are you prepared, and do you understand how each of those work? If not, get to the workshop on the 17th, or call me, or email me, and get into my office. The consultation is free. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 8007, or go to assetsandaging.com, ASSETS and AND Aging, AGING.com. AssetsandAging.com. Sign up for the workshop. Come in and see me. Send me an email. Sign up for my newsletter. Get to me. And make sure you're prepared for the day that that person that you love, you're told the words nobody wants to hear, mom needs to be in a nursing home, but you're prepared. 800-999-8007. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this show. And we'll see you again next week or at one of the upcoming workshops right here on Assets and Aging, Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.